Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is May 13th, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Hectic Witches Planner. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Following dark winter strife, a warm air rises, teemed with life, birth, rebirth as the waiting die, old love, new love sprouts wings to fly," by Far West Nile. I think it's Nile, N-A-G-L-E, Nile, Nagel. So it's Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th. You all know how I feel about Friday the 13th. I have a lot of feelings about it. Okay, so I'm recording this about a week before this is going to air. So I'm going to guess on what I think is happening today. A lot of memes, a lot of TikToks on Instagram about how, why Friday 13th is considered unlucky because women have 13 periods. They'll say Friday 13th is unlucky because there's 13 full moons in a year. And then they'll somehow connect that to, I saw one meme that said every woman has her period during the full moon. We know that's not true, yet it still went viral and people shared it. Arguably people who have periods shared this as accurate when they should know it's not. They'll say, oh, Friday 13th is considered evil because covens are made of 13 witches. No. 13 was already a negative number within Christian mythology way before the witch thing started. It was already deep within the Christian mythology, especially with the Last Supper. There's other mythologies that also condemn the number 13. That all came way before witch hunts and covens were kind of created within these people's minds. So I'm sure you're seeing a lot of that. That has nothing to do with Friday the 13th. I won't get into my whole Friday the 13th lecture. I will spare all of you from that. I think we had a Friday the 13th only a few months ago. So if you want to find an episode where I do my whole lecture on Friday the 13th, you can find that. Just know Friday the 13th is a cultural phenomena based off of a best-selling book, as well as Fear of the Number 13th, which that does stem from Christian mythology. So Christian mythology met with a book that went viral a little while ago is where Friday the 13th comes from. And that's it. It's really interesting and fascinating. There's the 13th Club, which I've talked about before, but I won't do that to you. I know a lot of you have been listening for a while. You've heard my spiel on this, so I won't do it to you again. If you want to find it, I'm sure just do a podcast search for Friday the 13th and our episode will pop up. I may link to it in the Witch Pod. So if you want to find it that way, go to witchpod.com. I'll have a link to the episode if you are new and you haven't heard me complain about Friday the 13th. But it's a really fascinating history with a lot of mythology, culture, and history. And it's really, really cool. So I wish people would share that information and not the bullshit information that looks pretty on a vintage photo of some witches. So, and again, I'm recording this a week before. I'm just making some wild guesses on what today looks like for you online. So, yeah. So we'll move past that. I did say on Monday I had a secret. And it is true. So, I am in, while you're listening to this, I am in Indiana And I am visiting one of my great friends and my goddaughter. And the reason I had to keep it a secret is because it was a big surprise to her. She had no idea it was happening. She had no idea I was coming. And yeah. So I traveled yesterday and today I am there. And today in the future, I am there. And she sometimes listens to the podcast, so I didn't want to say anything and then possibly ruin the surprise because I'm really bad at keeping secrets and I almost spilled it multiple times. I can't keep a secret. So, yeah. So I'm in Indiana right now. Cool. And for a few days. So I'm super excited to see her and see my goddaughter and just spend time. So it's really exciting. All right, so moving into some headlines. This comes to us from SmithsonianMag.com, written by Jane Recker. An ancient harbor was actually a sacred pool designed for scanning the stars. Archaeologists think the devotional zone was dedicated to the god Baal. For over a century, archaeologists thought a man-made harbor on the island near Sicily was just that, an ancient harbor that offered ships passage to the Mediterranean or provided a safe place for ship repairs. How wrong they were. New research published in Antiquity concludes the basin was used both to worship the god Baal and track movement of the stars. The Ignatic Pool is located in the ancient city of Matia, Italy, on the modern island of San Pantaleo. It was first discovered in 1906 by Anglo-Sicilian archaeologist Joseph Whittaker per Ruth Schuster. When Whittaker realized the channel that connects the basin to the sea was man-made, he became mistakenly convinced that the harbor was similar to that of the ancient Tunisian, a stronghold of the Carthage, whose outer port was also man-made. So 50 years later, writes Lorenzo Nigro, an archaeologist with the Sapiens University in Rome, in the present study, another archaeologist posits that the pool was made for repairing ships, not accessing the sea. But those established beliefs were called into question 12 years ago when archaeologists looking for harbor buildings instead discovered the remains of a temple to Baal, the Guardian wrote. So Baal is a widely used word meaning Lord, and has been likened to the Greek god Orion, who was believed to exist as a constellation among the stars. The temple discovery shed new light on the purpose of the almost 8-foot-high statue of the god discovered in the pool in 1933. In a statement, Lorenzo and colleagues say that when they drained the pool, they realized the statue would have stood at its center. They also found clues to the pool's real use. Basically a temple to the god. There was already compelling evidence suggesting the pool couldn't have been used as a harbor, noting that it's, quote, on the wee side for a harbor, unquote. Ships would have found it hard to navigate inside the pool. It's only 2.5 and 5 feet deep, not to mention the difficulty of steering around the Baal statue in the middle of the water. The archaeologists confirmed their suspicions when they drained the pool, and it turns out the harbor was never connected to the sea during Phoenician times and was instead fed by natural springs. All told, the researchers say in the release, quote, this was not a harbor but a sacred pool at the center of one of the largest cultic complexes of pre-classical Mediterranean, unquote. The placement and the reflective surfaces of the pools, the researcher writes, all indicate the pool could have been used for astronomical observations. So they get a little bit deeper into that, but I'll leave that for you to read if you want to check it out. I will link it for you. And I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then we will chat some more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, May 13th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to glide beautifully through Libra today. Here, the moon opposes Venus. We might be feeling rather anxious today. We are struggling with attaining our goals without ruffling any feathers on the way. Unfortunately, sometimes feathers just have to get ruffled. Make sure whatever it is, it's something you truly need and that it's worth the trouble. Some things are, and some things, well, they just aren't. Once you've made that calculation and you feel confident about it, it'll be clear what the next thing is that you need to do. Your daily moon mantra is, do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we are not living out our day-to-day lives, balancing home life and work, or organizing rituals and keeping track of spells, the Hectic Witches Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. This 280-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with journal prompts, planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, along with monthly suggestions to help you try new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, you can keep this book in your bag or tote without worrying about pages loosening and falling out. We do not have time for pages falling out. You can find the Hectic Witches Planner on Amazon. All right, so we have a witch win from listener Sarah. Sarah writes, I've been getting a lot of signals lately that while I don't drink much, I need to take a break from the alcohol I do have. It's just not right for me right now for some reason. Last night we hosted a backyard cookout for some friends and neighbors where I expected everyone would be drinking, and I really felt like I needed to not drink and would be tempted. So I took a little time and crafted a bind rune for abstaining. Once I perfected it, I drew it on a post-it, folded it up, and stuck it in my bra so it would stay close all night. Not only did I not feel tempted to drink at all, not one person offered me a drink the entire night, including my husband, which is highly unusual. And I haven't mentioned this to anyone, so they weren't responding to anything I had said or expressed. I also found out last night that one of our friends who was there had been really struggling with alcohol addiction and had been abstaining, and his health is improving greatly as a result. When he shared that last night while jokingly acknowledging that he must have been the only sober person at the table, I let him know that I actually wasn't drinking that night either, and he gave me a fist bump, and somehow I felt like it was a supportive, positive moment for both of us. I love magic that opens the road and massages the energy for what I'm already doing with my own efforts to be just that more effective and powerful. That's a really, really great story. And I love how you said that, like, even though you don't have a problem with alcohol, you just felt a need to abstain. So I wonder how much of this experience, like, really means a lot for him, and that maybe this moment was really, really big for him in his journey of recovery. So that's really a beautiful story, and thank you so much for sharing, Sarah. All right, so we do have a journal prompt today. Ooh, this is a hard one. What life lesson do you struggle to learn? Are there patterns in your life you struggle to break free from? I'm going to be honest. I feel like I've had a rough year. But I also feel like I've been learning a lot of lessons that I've been struggling to learn. Like, I have finally started meticulously budgeting. I've always been frugal, but I've started just meticulously budgeting, and it has been a really cool thing. And it's something I had tried many times in my life, kind of failed at. And now it's just like feeling really effortless. So I feel like there's been a lot of those for me, a lot of lessons that I've been finally learning after years and years and years. But I think one I struggle from is I tend to let the same types of people into my life. I think we all do that. We tend to maybe attract a certain type of person, or we cling on to a certain type of people. And I've noticed that I tend to do that. I always tend to have a very particular type of person in my life, almost through every big stage of it. So right now, I'm kind of trying to deduce why. What is it about this personality type that I am drawn to, that I tend to bring into my life, that I tend to cling to? And what do I need to learn or heal within myself to remove that personality type from my life? So that's something I'm working on. And I know I'm not the only one. I feel like that's a very common theme for a lot of people. All right, so before we leave, we have a card pull. Our card today is, ooh, the Wolf from the Cosmic Creatures Oracle deck. Let's see, the Wolf. The Wolf is about instincts, trust, and identity. Wild and free, the Wolf empowers you to listen to your instincts and trust your gut. It's time to tap into your raw emotions and let out that howl of hunger for freedom, for the passion of pursuing life that you may have been holding back. Walk on the wild side and let yourself explore the wilderness within. Sometimes we have to break away from the pack to evolve into the next version of ourselves. Lone wolves can suddenly be cut from the collective and have to fend for themselves, giving them a sense of strength that can only be developed by surviving on one's own. This experience can leave you guarded, but just know that not everyone is a threat. Using your natural hunter instincts, you will be able to decipher who is trustworthy, who is not. When you grow stronger in the sense of self, you can always join a new pack or create your own. Make room, there's a new alpha in town. All right, so before we leave today, I do want to make a note that I know I didn't really talk about the Roe v. Wade thing going on right now. I'm talking from the past, about a week in the past, so I don't know if many big things have changed. But what I do know, and this is something I have expressed a few times on this podcast, while sometimes entertainers can speak on a subject in a way that is comforting, that is hopeful, that is meaningful, I don't believe we should be obtaining our political, international news from podcast YouTube entertainers, right? Ultimately, because I'm not educated in that stuff. I don't know the details of it to speak intelligently in a way where I'm not just regurgitating someone else's information. So that was just a preface. I'm not saying that about this. Obviously, when we got news of the leak, I was very, very heartbroken. I had already been feeling pretty hopeless, and this just added to that feeling. So if it comforts you to know I am also struggling, that I am also pained by this, that I am also worried by this, if that brings you comfort, know that I am as well as you are. However, I do think there are better voices we should be listening to, voices who have been doing this work for decades, voices who know the right moves for us to make, and voices who know how we need to organize. Okay? I think sometimes we want instant gratification. We want instant results from a movement. And we tend to jump onto trends of what we need to do about it that may not give us the results we want. So turn to the people who have been doing this work for a long time. Listen to them. They know what we need to do. Don't listen to the TikTokers. Don't listen to the Instagrammers. Don't listen to the podcasters, because while their hearts may be in the right place, like I just said before, unless they are specifically educated or experienced in those matters, they may not give the best advice, no matter how heartfelt or how well-intended it may be. Okay, so listen to the people who have been doing the work, the political figures who have been protesting since the 60s and 70s, you know, who have fought for this, who have maintained for this, and turn to them. What do they say we need to do? And listen to those who know what works and what doesn't. So, I guess I love you all. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's not a great time. And I'm really curious about what has happened within this past week that you know and I don't. But I do want to give some shout-outs before we leave today. I want to give a shout-out to listener Nicole Lilly. Nicole, you magical wise spinster. I also want to give a shout-out to Kane Sequoia. Kane, you wise, powerful tiger cub. And finally, Molly Higgins. Molly, you hospitable, luminous wendigo. Thank you, three. So much being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And we will talk again next week.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.